Gilbert is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The government says it's investing £5 billion in military drones and lasers after announcing plans yesterday to boost army personnel and invest more in weapons as part of the Strategic Defence Review. The money's for drones and autonomous systems and lasers. It also includes a Dragonfire laser scheduled to be fitted to the Royal Navy destroyers. We've been speaking to Mark Stead from the global security firm Leonardo's in Edinburgh, which is working on the laser system.
It's been stated that it can hit a pound coin 4 kilometres away. We're obviously rapidly pulling through the capability to be deployed onto Royal Navy frigates in the next couple of years.
New searches by German police investigating the disappearance of Madeleine McCann are expected to begin in Portugal later. The three-year-old went missing in 2007 while on holiday with her family in the resort of Praia da Luz. The Trade Secretary is meeting US officials later as the government looks to get a full exemption from Donald Trump's tariffs. Jonathan Reynolds is travelling to Paris. It's after the UK and US reached a broad agreement on some exemptions last month. A report found people are more likely to get cancer now than decades ago, but are less likely to die from the disease. Cancer Research UK says the death rate in the UK has fallen by about 22% since the early 70s. But those diagnosed has risen by almost half. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Early morning yawning is permitted, you're fine. Bill Overton here. Our time again for the Hall of Fame. Mozart's highest entry coming up, your highest ranked ballet first.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Classic FM.
Classic FM, our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this morning, 2 on the way up, 1 non-mover, which was that, Mozart's highest entry, his Requiem Aeternum. We heard it performed by the soprano Ellen Manahan-Thomas and the Academy of Ancient Music, as well as the choir of King's College, Cambridge, preceded by Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Waltz, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Peter Maxwell Davis has one entry on Classic FM's Hall of Fame currently, and now at its highest ever position is Farewell to Stromness. Thank you.
Peter Maxwell Davis playing his own Farewell to Stromness. Our Hall of Fame hour this morning, 9 o'clock, opens with Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. Dan Walker in later for that, as well as his dog walkers of the day before seven, a four-legged school run as well. Tails Wagging with Dan Walker from 6:30.
This is Classic FM.
The New London Orchestra playing Ronald Binge's Sailing By. And before it, Vaughan Williams, The Wasps Overture. Well, it's technically summer. The London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Hickox. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Half an hour's time. Lucy Coward in for your early breakfast. Vijay in Mumbai was a loving Solvig song a little earlier, sung by Camilla Tilling. Birthdays for June the 3rd, if you're celebrating your culture club, is shared with Bill Patterson, the actor who turns 80, the voice of the repair shop these days. Downton Abbey actress and great in Afterlife as well, the Ricky Gervais sitcom, if you've never got round to that, really worth finding. Penelope Wilton, 79. Two singers celebrating their 75th birthday, Susie Quattro and Denise Williams. And the oboist Albrecht Meyer is 60 today. Many happy returns to them. Especially to you, though, if it is your big day. Blowing out candles later, well, you can enjoy the air from Vermeulen's Baron Hop Suite right now. Hague Residenti Orchestra playing Vermeulen's Baron Hop Suite No. 2, the air from that. Classic FM album of the week is the new release by Andreas Ottensamer, the clarinetist, accompanied by his long-term recital partner, pianist Jose Galado, featuring works by Satie, Brahms, Schumann, Rachmaninoff, as well as Schubert and Mahler. It's called Romanza, the album. Another track from that with Alan Jones just after 11:15 this morning. The Schubert Symphony as our one for the road this morning coming up before Lucy Coward gets in at 4. Animal Magic next, the only part of Carnival for the Animals Saint-Saëns allowed to go public during his lifetime. That in just a minute.
Classic FM.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
You are not a sponge. You do not belong in a bucket. But when it comes to retirement plans, that's just where some people get put. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We treat you as an individual, tailoring retirement advice that's just right for just you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
From Coleridge Taylor's African Suite, a love song performed by the Chineke Orchestra. Before it, Sanson's Carnival of the Animals. We heard The Swan, played by cellist Jacqueline Dupre and harpist Ocean Ellis. Yesterday lunchtime, we heard the Jones family from Singapore get in touch with Classic FM requests. Heading home and the jet lag starting to kick in, they were dealing with it with strong coffee, and thanks to 21-year-old TJ choosing Classic FM as the soundtrack, Amelia Myers Piano Concerto in B-flat. All was well. Anne-Marie Minhall back here with more requests from lunchtime today. My One for the Road Now by Schubert wrote, this aged 19, one of 200 pieces he composed in the same year, holding down a day job as well, and by all accounts enjoying a busy social life. You thought your Tuesday was jam-packed. Schubert's Symphony No. 5, the second movement, the Basel Chamber Orchestra playing just there. I Have to Fly. Lucy Cowan coming next. We'll be hearing one of Bach's cello suites next.
Classic FM.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
No one can fault you for trying!
All right, Nadal.
Yep! But cooking...
isn't for everyone. So, your dinner party has no dinner, but at least your table setting is immaculate. The candles? Gorgeous. Softly scalloped champagne flutes? Delightful. That pie might be burnt, but that speckled serving plate is straight up fire.
Don't worry, you can eat around it.
A blaze of glory. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
On your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Defence Secretary has confirmed military drones and lasers will receive a £5 billion investment following the Strategic Defence Review. John Healey has accepted the recommendations, which includes increasing army personnel as well as investing more in weapons. Former Defence Secretary and Labour MP Geoff Hoon told us the review is also about changing the public's attitude towards defence spending.
Without that change in attitude, we won't get the funding and we will then be at risk in terms of a very uncertain world of security at the present time. You look out at the world, it's an extraordinarily uncertain, difficult time.
It is.
And we need to ensure that, as a country, we can both protect ourselves but also work with our allies to deal with threats as they arise.
A new search will begin later in the investigation into the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. German police will be re-examining the area close to where she went missing in Portugal in 2007. A charity says cancer death rates have fallen by more than a fifth in the last 50 years, but cases are rising. A report from Cancer Research UK found people are also more likely to get the disease. Smoking remains the biggest cause. And the UK has provisionally recorded the warmest spring on record and its driest in more than 50 years. Met Office climate scientists say spring is the fastest warming season in the UK, with the average temperature having increased by 1.8 Celsius since 1970. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date. This is